The MCAST is the state's annual test in math and reading. For places like Lawrence, the test can be a yearly reminder that the achievement gap is alive and well. In this majority Latino city, less than a third of students test proficient in math and reading, but a group of retirees and volunteers hope to change that.
So let's start. There are four, just do the first four problems. They're all on the first sheet.
You might be surprised, but this isn't a classroom nor a library. This is a room at the New Balance headquarters in Lawrence. Here at these corporate offices, volunteers and recent retirees work with Lawrence 8th graders, all Latino students, in math.
Much as Addison Payne on a day when she works 4.5 hours and drives 180 miles in her car.
The group behind this tutoring session is Stand and Deliver, the brainchild of Ed Warnchinus. The group is different than other mentor tutoring organizations because it seeks to pair Lawrence students one-on-one with a corporate tutor in preparation for the MCAS. Warnchinus started the group after retiring in 2001 because he knew the MCAS test would hit hard in places like Lawrence, and he knew the city students would need some help.
It didn't take long to figure out that the MCAS exam was going to be this big, huge problem for the Lawrence School District. I got this little kernel of an idea. I'm thinking, you know, you got Andover, North Andover, Boxford, all these smart people out there, and you got Lawrence that needs some help. So why don't we get the smart people together with the kids that need the help? And I went around to churches and started talking to people, and that's how it started.
Warnchinus says he picked the name Stand and Deliver after the 1988 film with the same name. That film is based on real-life teacher Jaime Escalante, who dared to teach AP Calculus to a group of poor Chicano students in Los Angeles.
Students will rise to the level of expectations, Señor Molina.
All right, what do you need, Mr. Escalante?
Ganas. That's all we need is ganas.
It's a theme that Warnchinus wants to reinforce. If Latino kids in Lawrence are held to high standards, they can achieve anything.
Every Lawrence kid I don't expect to go to college. Every one of these kids ought to enter high school with the expectation that college is part of their future. So if you don't get out of high school, what kind of life you got? Well, in Lawrence, you're in the street, okay? So the stakes are huge for the kid.
Here in Lawrence, most students come from families who speak a language other than English, and most adults here struggle with basic English literacy. Math tutor Tom Ciacia says he often comes across students who struggle with the language. The retired engineer from Lucent Technology says language barriers can also affect students' answers on math tests.
Math problems, you have to understand what it's being asked for. And some of them, their language skills just aren't there yet because maybe they're only here for a few years. Parents don't speak English, like when I call the home. Getting the kids just to read the problems and understand them. I don't want to say they're worded in a difficult sense, but math word problems and math problems. I mean, silly example, many years ago this occurred, 5-6 years ago, they had a problem that said, compute this, and it had like 6 + 3. Kids didn't do it. You know why? They didn't have computers.
Still, Ciacia says he enjoys watching the students in the tutoring program grow.
Oh, it's fun working with the kids. No, I enjoy working with the kids. So, I mean, you see all types. I've had 12th graders who've not passed the MCAS 3 years in a row, 10th, 11th, and 12th. And your job is to get them through that last time so they can get their diploma. And I've had 8th graders where they're really just coming to learn for the first time. They'll really take the test. And you work them all the way through and stay through high school with them. And some will leave you at 10th grade if they pass.
In its 7 years of existence, Stand and Deliver has helped more than 300 students pass the MCAS test. Lawrence Superintendent Wilfredo Laboy even credits the group for helping get MTAS scores up in the district. Currently, the group works with around 90 students a year. Again, Ed Wardsonis.
What goes through your mind when you have someone that goes through the program, they start off saying not knowing what these problems are saying, and then you find out later that they not only passed the test, but they're graduating?
It's the greatest feeling in the world. I can't tell you. It's terrific. It's just, you know, I get a little emotional about it, but
they find out these are great kids and Lawrence is a great place and all that stuff you read in the paper. Yeah, there's some drugs, you know, up in the Arlington neighborhood somewhere. Yeah, there's some, but the city itself is fine.
Did you know that neither the Greeks nor the Romans were capable of using the concept of zero? It was your ancestors, the Mayas, who first contemplated the zero, the absence of value. It's your story. You burros have math in your blood.
For the Boston Globe, this is Russell Contreras in Lawrence. Yeah.